Hello, everybody, and welcome to the CSM podcast, where me and Carson go through random stuff on our mind and just talk for like an hour. So yeah, with that being said, let's head that on over to Carson.
Speaking of random stuff, let's talk about our sponsor. Okay, so Matthew, what are you thinking about, man? What do you think about current events?
I was thinking, I don't know, nothing. I mean, 2021 has gone pretty decent so far. That being said, it's 5 days, so I don't think we should get our hopes up. But, no, everything's been decent so far.
Well, there's a lot of shitty things that have gone out in 2021. Like, for example, Call Me Carson, you know.
All right, here's my take on that. Yes, it was weird, and he used his power in a weird way, like his fame, to take advantage of a girl. I don't defend his actions, but the one thing I will say is he's not a complete, just terrible pedophile, because it was only a two-year age gap, but I don't think that it's acceptable or that it should be, like, excused,
well,
you know?
I understand. Call Me Carson's a great guy. Actually, one time I've actually been on a call with him. That's a true story, by the way.
That's super cool.
Yeah. He's a really good person. He's actually really funny because he makes things up on his mind and he just like has that power. He's an engaging person. But he was 19 when it happened, so. And he deeply apologized. And I'm pretty sure the only reason why it was released was because Travis and Adam were really mad at him for something.
Yeah, I agree. And part of the thing of what you mentioned earlier about him being like a very engaging person, that's just what makes him so enjoyable. And that's what makes him so fun to watch, like his YouTube videos and his live streams, which, you know, yeah. But his friends, I don't know if they really handled it the best way, making it all public. But yeah, I don't know.
None of that stuff should have been public. Like, for example, when Call Me Carson broke up with... girl, I forgot her name. I'm smart. But he deeply apologized for making it public, which Adam and Travis should have done.
Yeah. Part of the reason why it went public is not just his friends, though. It's just people piling onto the situation. But there's people... It was not just that. But there was people at the very beginning who also brought it up on Twitter, I believe.
I just want to say, yeah. I have nothing against Keemstar, but he is a douchebag. I want to say that right now. But, like, he doesn't care about what other people think, in my opinion. Like, he does things just for his own wealth and mindsets. So, like, he went out of his way to annoy Adam and Travis just to get them to start talking about what happened. They didn't willingly tell Keemstar. It's like Keemstar's rule is that if you don't come on, you're guilty. It's like forcing them to go on.
Dude, I totally agree. And him being a quote-unquote drama YouTuber, he's always trying to stir up some attention with something. And Call Me Carson is something... Call Me Carson's allegations are something that could get a lot of attention, which is why he's already made 2 videos in the last 24 hours about this situation.
Exactly.
Which is kind of weird.
The weird thing is that Call Me Carson hasn't had a noticeable drop in subscribers, which leaves me to believe, not that they was staged, but I believe that it's either a complete misunderstanding or they're trying to do this to start drama. Now, I'm not like a game theorist or I don't make any theories, but that's just what I've heard on Reddit and Twitter.
Mm-hmm, I agree. And speaking of drama, I'm just on his channel and I saw a video about Jake Paul. You know what's going on with him his whole boxing thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he knocked out a black guy and the person said, "Are you racist because you knocked out a black person?" It's like, it's the game. It is what you're supposed to do. That's how you win. It's crazy.
Yeah, and you definitely know there's something wrong when you make Jake Paul look smart.
Exactly.
That's never a good situation. Not to mention that the reporter tried to, or not reporter, but like the person, she tried playing it off as a joke once she got backlash, which is the obvious excuse to when you say anything stupid. Exactly. Oh, it's a joke. You guys are sensitive. It's not an excuse. It's just stupid.
Yeah. So another enough about politics, am I right? Oh, yeah. Let's talk about technology.
Oh, yes. So, big news on the SpaceX side of things. Apparently, they've been making very good progress with their some development in heavy rocket landing. Apparently, they designed a system where the rocket, it's going to be quite complicated, but the rocket slows down, but then there's this big rack that catches it and holds up and supports the weight of the rocket so it can rest easily. It's a very interesting idea.
It is very interesting.
Only issue sounds a bit complicated, but it's pretty bold. I mean, SpaceX is
always pushing the boundaries. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the success rate is like 75%, which is much better than a 2% success rate when they had no technology for that whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the only way they were able to retrieve it was through water, and usually it gets damaged when it hits the water.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of interesting. Yeah, but I'm not sure what's going on with Twitter nowadays. It is just
Twitter is
crazy
just cancel,
place.
Cancel, cancel. That's their only objective. Oh, fuck.
Cancel,
only
cancel,
objective.
Cancel, and dividing people.
Exactly.
For their various opinions.
It's just what they do.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Ooh, let's talk about something else. Realm. Mm-hmm. Ever since Christmas, a huge amount of people have ordered the Oculus Quest 2. It's basically this all-in-one $300 VR headset, right?
Exactly.
An issue has came out where basically the factory is shipping pretty much defective lenses, which have tons of blurriness, god rays, artifacting, tons of issues with clarity. And what this is doing is probably turning off new VR consumers since this is such a entry level and entry friendly VR headset.
Exactly.
So that's not very good.
Now the problem is you can't repair. You can't really repair them. And if you do, you have to take apart the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
Yeah, lenses, even though they're a cheap part of the headset, they're very, very easy to break. And once you break them, the headset's basically a paperweight.
Exactly. So to break the silence, let's talk about new Apple AirPods Pro or Max, you know? $500. Oh, do you think that's a good price?
Here's what I will say, $500 for a pair of headphones, unless you're using it in a studio type of environment, I personally believe is overkill. But for people who just really enjoy that high quality listening experience, I do even think for them that $500 for this pair of headphones, even though it has pretty good audio quality, is just too much. And what this is going to do, other industries are going to see this and they're going to be like Sony, and they're going to go, oh, I can sell my headphones for $500 if they're better than Apple's and they have better audio quality, which is not that much harder to do for them. So that's kind of scary.
Exactly. Now, what I'm thinking about is it really better than any other headphones on the market? I mean, there's a lot of people coming from a Samsung standpoint and not ever using Apple products, and they're saying that they're really good, or they're much different than they'd expect. Or people are questioning, why didn't they just sell it on Beats or something? Because that's usually what they do.
Exactly. And it's that Apple name brand that they're going to try to upprice the value of it.
Exactly.
Or, you know, it's
like for,
just that,
you know,
name
for example,
brand.
And, the cubes. They said that, oh, everybody has it, but nobody has the new cubes. And now they're probably going to say, oh, yeah, everybody has the headphones, and they're going to make, like, a new headphone jack. Or, oh, yeah, everybody has new cables, except they make it USB-C instead of Lightning. That's their new excuse, that everybody already has it.
I know. It's kind of stupid.
It's crazy.
Another thing about Apple, I feel like they haven't really been... I mean, they've done great on their phones in terms of sales, but in terms of innovation, I really don't think they've been doing that much lately. I mean, with the 12, all that's changed is 5G, some more minor upgrades, and I heard the battery life is even, like, not even that great. It's not even an upgrade, but it's actually a downgrade because there's more power-sucking components in there.
Well, What they've been trying to do is they don't want to work on the outside. They're actually trying to work in the inside. They stopped using any outside components. They're all using their own components. For example, the new MacBook, they're not using any more Intel. They're all using their own core processors and RAM and everything, GPU.
Yeah, and speaking about those laptops, I'm very impressed with the performance and the value that you're getting. Because for once in my life, if I was ever going to get a laptop for the like school, if I had a high-end budget or like school or like day-to-day tasks and productivity, that M1 MacBook doesn't seem like a terrible idea. Although it is $1,300, which is a large amount of money to spend on any computer. But if you are looking for a high-performing Mac to run like music software like Logic Pro, which is strictly on macOS, then it's a solid buy, to be honest. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. Now, again, with laptops and computers, have you heard people are now making hackbooks, you know, instead of a MacBook Pro or an iMac, they're starting to make their own Apple products, except better. How do you think about
that? That's right. There are actually a couple of them I saw videos on. They called them Hackintoshes, which I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But they basically use typical PC components that you'd use for either a Linux or a Windows-based system, but they do something and just make it into an Apple computer. And I think this can actually really be useful to people who need a high-performing machine but are on a lower budget, such as like an $800 budget or a $700 budget, where Apple really doesn't cover those types of performance needs for that price, you know?
Exactly. Now, a little bit contrary to yours, if you're gonna get a MacBook, you're usually using it for work. You don't really need that good of core processors or that good of RAM. That's why they sell those huge Macintoshes that are like $42,000. But they also sell them for like $2,000 or $1,000. But again, it's definitely not cheap, but it also is definitely not used for high performance. That's why they're so expensive.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Another thing I've noticed, I've been watching some of these videos, and a great issue that Linus Tech Tips, you know, everyone knows him, he brought up: a lot of the core functioning macOS processes, such as iMessage, Mail, and even some of the other basic stuff, like iMovie and all that, didn't end up working, which is kind of a letdown for people who are looking forward to that. But then again, if you're building a Hackintosh, it would probably be for music production or work, but the Hackintosh market's kind of a weird one, you know?
Yeah. It's a roller coaster. You never know what's going to happen next. It's just sometimes you're on one side where you love it, and then on the other side, everything's just falling apart. Because only one thing needs to happen and everything breaks.
Mm-hmm. On the topic of PCs and all that, have you seen these kids on TikTok who know absolutely nothing about computers?
They are absolutely annoying. And talking about TikTok, it's just pretty much all TikTokers. Nothing against them, but there's a lot of people on TikTok that have inflated egos and then get their dreams crushed or literally get their jobs ruined because they say stupid things.
Yeah, TikTok can be kind of a toxic and kind of a not great platform at times. But one thing that I constantly see is one piece of information comes out, such as this Corsair RAM has bad binnings. Then, let's say 2 weeks later, my whole page is just people talking about, hey guys, don't get this kid a RAM, it's really bad. Even though that might not even be true, and people just catch on. And the three main things that I've seen is, number one, don't get this Asus motherboard because it has bad VRMs, hasn't been tested. Two, don't get Corsair RAM, they have bad binning, hasn't been tested. Three, don't get Yeti microphones, they're bad, which they're not.
They are not bad. Whoever said that, they are just trying to make people mad, because they are anything but bad.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, what happens is people sometimes put out satirical videos and are like, oh, don't get Ryzen processors, they're garbage. And then sometimes it's somewhat believable for a beginner in the PC size of things. And what happens is it catches on, and then it becomes quote unquote mainstream on TikTok, and it's just a big mess of misinformation.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. It's TikTok's just sporadic. It's just too much for some people. And still going with TikTok, there are many people that lose their jobs because of people influencing them, telling them to do things. Or, for example, somebody was fired from NASA because they said one thing, and it really pissed off NASA. And it happens to so many people.
Yeah, was it that one on Twitter with the girl swearing, and then some guy was like, hey, watch your language, and then they responded with another swear, like, hey, suck my D, and something like that. Yeah, that's just an example of why you shouldn't act like that on the internet, especially when you might not know who it is you're talking to.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I totally agree. I mean, it's, you just don't post things that you know are gonna go viral, or you don't post things that you know you should not post. You always have second thoughts about things. Always go with your gut.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and another thing I keep on seeing on Twitter is people posting like their losses with relationships and stuff on Twitter, where that like they're in the wrong, and then they play it off as they're in the right, and the post ends up blowing up somehow. Like an example, it was a very, very sad conversation. A guy's like, hey, do you want to swing by for lunch one day? Maybe I can take you out to Starbucks. And then the girl's like, oh yeah, sure, just as friends, best friends. And the guy replies with, oh yeah, for sure, best friends. And the guy posts that on Twitter, and it's like, what am I doing wrong? And it's so sad.
It's,
I don't know why you'd ever post something like that.
I think people are just trying to get popular, air quotes, of course. They're just trying to get attention, you know, like back at Keemstar. He just tries to grasp at straws just to get attention, just the smallest lead, and you get everybody's attention and you go viral.
Yeah. Did you remember what happened with PyroCynical? Not these allegations. Back around 3 or 4 years ago, out of nowhere, Keemstar makes up this idea that Pyro is a pedophile, a furry, and a child molester or something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that's aged kind of badly because PyroCynical has an interesting reputation now. I don't really know the full story, but I know he's done some stuff. And but this was before all of that. He had no reason to say that. And he just clenched on this idea that he was dating a 13-year-old, and he would just nonstop bash Pyro with it with absolutely no proof, which is ridiculous, you know?
I think what he's trying, I said this before, he's trying to just annoy them so much that they go onto his show and prove that they're not guilty.
Although I do enjoy, I'll admit, I do enjoy some of Keemstar's content, not because I like the guy, it's because some of it is just so funny and interesting. Like, they did an interview with that guy Nick Avocado, who does like the mukbangs and stuff, and he's like kind of a meme. And I don't like Keemstar, and I don't like Nick Avocado, but I have to admit, that was like one of the funniest videos I've watched. Not because of the humor, it's just because Nick Avocado was making himself look like a fool, and like Keemstar was like adding on to it. I don't know.
I want to be on. Nico Avocado is a complete fool. He used to be skinny, and he used to be good looking, until mukbang came around and like ruined his life. Now he's making like a freaking OnlyFans for $15, and that's his source of money. And sad part is, actually tens of thousands of people have bought the OnlyFans.
Oh my god, I'm looking at his channel, it's unhealthy. It consists of him eating a ridiculous amount of food, having some sort of emotional problems with his boyfriend, eating more food, crying about something, and the cycle just repeats. This is an extremely unhealthy lifestyle. And if we go to his oldest video, I'm just going to click on it.
Look, just look at him. Look what he looks like.
He looks super skinny. Oh my God.
It's crazy.
I'm scrolling through the... It all started about 4 years ago, back in 2016.
When I'm scrolling through his videos. Around.
Looks skinny. And you can see it's sad from his videos. You can see him gaining weight and getting more unhealthy.
Exactly.
And it gets to the point where he's getting really fat around 3 years ago. And it all started with this video called Say Hello to My Double Chin. And from there, he's just gotten fatter. And
oh my God.
Really unhealthy.
It's crazy how people do that.
It's really sad seeing somebody live like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, last thing for me, then I'll let you talk some more. Have you heard about the class action lawsuits towards CD Projekt Red about Cyberpunk?
No. What happened?
So, basically, you know how there's this big issue with Cyberpunk that it failed to disclose the how it could not like run on a console, and people were trying to like refund the game, and they said they would get refunds even though the PlayStation Store said they could not.
Mm-hmm.
And people are literally trying to sue CD Projekt Red for this. It said the Rosen Law Firm, who specializes in security and class action lawsuits, have filed on the suit on behalf of the U.S. investors, according to the law firm. The basis of the class action is such as virtually unplayable game, non-refundable, and damage towards the business is PR and look.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That is a mess. Also, you can edit that out, some of the mistakes I made. But, oh, my God. That's just a mess. Wow. So, I'm all out of ideas, Carson. What do you have to say?
All right, back to technology. All right, I think we all pulled you flat of ideas. Scratching the idea of technology, let's move on to the coronavirus strain. Did you hear about that in Britain? It moved to...
Oh, I heard it made its way over to Canada.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I'm gonna be honest.
It's really crazy.
Do you think it's in the U.S. yet?
Without a doubt, yeah.
Yeah, I think so as well.
What? So what? Once Trump saw that he lost, he just gave up on giving out vaccines. He said he was going to put out vaccines to everybody in the United States. He did 2% of what he said he was actually going to do.
Wow. That is not good.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, and another thing with that extra strand, the UK, of course, went on another lockdown, and people there are just freaking out. I've seen all over social media. People are like, there is no way this clown just put us under lockdown like the Americans again.
What? I think people just can't contain themselves. No, I'm not saying I'm a contained person. We're all not contained. Some of us are more contained than others. I've said contained way too many times. Moving on. We're social creatures. We have to talk about things. We have to get outside. We have to breathe air. We have to stare at the sun for 97 minutes straight. It's a thing we have to do. We can't just stay inside and expect ourselves to just stay there. Just wait until it passes. We're not good at that, as proven over science over the years.
Mm-hmm. And it's really starting to take a toll on people. And for the UK, they're all out of and about and happy. So to be told to go back into lockdown must be kind of harsh for them.
Yeah.
But then again, more than they have. So, you know.
Exactly.
And another thing on the coronavirus side of things, schools have temporarily shut down for this week, because we're coming back for break and they're afraid people have traveled. And to be honest with you, I'm not sure why people hate online school. I get maybe
fine.
Doing it for a and part of the reason is because I don't think people can pay attention quite as well when they're in their home.
Well, yeah, that is totally true.
There's far more distractions.
It's actually been proven that even if your phone is off in your pocket and you can't use it, you are 10% more likely to be distracted, even if it's completely off.
Hmm.
Even if it's in the same room as you, it's just you're thinking about it.
Wow.
And you're also 40% more likely to get distracted if nobody's there to tell you to stay, pay attention, if there's no adult there. So there's like, it's like they can't really do anything. They can't really give you attention because you can just go on the call and go on your phone. There's no enforcement.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention that you're staring at a screen, you're on a device, and once you get bored, your mind's going to start to wander. You're going to start Googling things, playing a game, doing something that you're not supposed to, you know?
Yeah. There's so many things that you can do without taking all your time, or when you're like done with your schoolwork, you just go straight onto your phone and spend the mindless hours on your phone, just forgetting about everything you learned. A good thing you can do is learn about our sponsor.
But yeah, so if you really do try to focus and limit, not completely remove, because that's basically impossible, but limit the amount of distractions and you're really just finishing your work, online school is not as bad as people are saying it is. I'm seeing videos of people posting the grades and they're like, I was a straight A student to a all F student, which is, in some cases, could be true if your school's not handling it quite well. But I do find that kind of hard to believe, because if you're a person getting straight A's, you're probably pretty organized and you can pay attention.
Exactly.
Pretty well. So, you know.
Now, so what I have done is, first of all, you have to get really comfortable, but not too comfortable where you just space out and forget about everything. But what I do is I take notes, or I pre-record the audio, not the screen, because the school got mad at me, because they're really nice. Thanks, school. But I take notes and stuff, and I look over them, and obviously I forget things. You don't always remember everything. That's why we have units, and it's just not like one day, there you go, now you're taking the test. You write down notes, and you actually get really good grades. It's just, you have to have commitment to it, because if you're not willing to put any time into it, it's just not going to work out for you. Like, if you want to go golfing, if you want to learn golfing and you just do it because your mom or your friend told you to, you're not actually going to get good at it. You have to be happy to do it, or else it's like a thing that your mind does. Exactly. If you're not happy to do it, it's not putting any effort into doing it.
Mm-hmm. And I think taking notes is a good way to get more engaged with the lesson, because then you're really, really listening for stuff, you know? You're not just kind of watching it. You're like being more engaged with the whole thing, you know?
Yeah. I will say.
Do the outro.
Oh, thank you for watching, guys. Remember to watch our other podcasts, and soon we're going to be making a YouTube channel for just this, pretty much. Stay tuned for next season or episode. Bye.
See ya.